to Nerve, a game like Truth or Dare, minus the truth. Watchers pay to watch, players play to win, cash and glory. Are you a watcher or a player? Are you a watcher or a player? Are you a watcher, player, watch, player?
It's cool, right?
Welcome to another episode of Weird Thinking with Chainsaw and Rocket,
where weird thoughts come to life.
And joining us today is our producer, Single Shot.
Hello, Single Shot.
Hello, Rocket and Chainsaw. How are you guys?
Pretty well.
Good.
Yes.
Always well.
It's been quite some time since our last episode.
Don't be a dick. Stop being you.
I can't. All right, what's going on today, though?
Today I was thinking about retarded internet challenges.
We just talk about this for a second, for real.
Yes.
Okay.
Which one's the most ridiculous one that you've heard of?
Probably the new one where you draw your gun on somebody and they have to draw their gun back at you.
What's it called?
I forget what it
like
is.
Like Keep It Hot Challenge or Be Live Challenge or something?
Probably something like, stupid like that.
Turn up
Challenge. Yeah, for real. It's something ridiculous like that.
It
I
is
know.
Retarded. It has already led to the death of one person.
Of course.
Because some idiot pulled his gun out on his friend in a restaurant.
And accidentally fired it.
His friend pulled his gun, and then the first guy accidentally fired it into his
face.
So
it's like a duel.
Yeah. Pretty much the object is to just draw down on somebody, and they have to respond by drawing a gun on you. And it's like, first off, anybody who has a concealed carry license knows you do not pull your gun in public unless you intend to shoot someone with it.
True.
I want to know where these challenges, like, start. Like, who's the first person that's like, oh, you know, it'd be really funny, man. Like, let's draw our guns and record it, and then we're going to upload this, man.
That's exactly
For
how it
real.
Starts. I guarantee you that's exactly how it starts.
It's just
Some
two teenage
young,
boys.
Young fucking idiot uploads it. It gets popular amongst the idiots, and the idiots go and reproduce it.
It sucks that, like, the idiots are the ones that have the biggest followings. Like, why?
Because they all follow each other like flies.
It's like Kim Kardashian.
Flies
And there's
shit.
A lot of them in the world.
Dumbest eyes get more groups.
That was another challenge, though. One of the Kardashians, the lip thing.
Where you would make
they
their
had
lips
suck
look
their lips
fucking
onto
yeah,
like
a
shot glass.
Cup on your mouth or something.
Yeah.
Why? What does that... What is the purpose of
to
doing that?
To look retarded?
Yes.
And hurt yourself?
15 minutes of fame.
What
it's
about,
not even funny.
What about like the remember the ice bucket challenge?
Ugh.
Oh, it's for a good cause.
Dude, okay,
Get
first
out of,
of
here.
All, like I got tagged in that. A, I hate water. B, I hate cold water. C, you're not going to fucking force me to pay for something I don't want to pay for because I refuse to have a bucket of ice water dumped on my head.
Right.
How would you even know?
It's a stupid trend.
Stupid.
Famous people started getting involved and young idiots decided to follow them.
That's annoying.
How do you feel about the planking challenge?
Planking?
How many people died from planking?
Too many. Like, oh, young Anthony here just died from planking. He planked off a building and that was the end.
You remember like, T-Bowing from South Park?
Oh my gosh, yes, T-Bowing.
And everyone was taking a knee like Tim Tebow and... They were doing it in front of trains, and they're like, oh, the train's coming. Oh, oh.
Stupid.
So South Park nailed it with that one. That was hilarious.
They always do.
They really do.
It's idiocracy in the making.
It is. It's completely dumb.
It's almost, though, kind of like, well, fuck it. If you're going to be that dumb, then, you know, survival of the fittest.
Yeah, for real.
Another one that always drove me crazy was... Were those idiots walking around town sucker punching people who'd least suspect it?
Oh my!
Didn't
would,
somebody die from that
challenge? Yes,
that's some shit.
Multiple people have died.
Why? What
from
is
being
the
knocked
point?
Out.
And like, then do these people get
straight
like,
cred, yo?
Yes.
Cred.
No, but I mean, do they get arrested for assault?
Some of them.
I fucking hope so.
In good jurisdictions that aren't like California.
This wasn't really an internet challenge, but. Do
it was
you
a
remember?
Internet thing.
No. Yeah. What I'm about to say. Do you remember the girl that sucked blood out of her tampon?
Oh my! That is fucking disgusting.
For
was she on Fear Factor?
No, she was in her bathroom at home, and she just like pulled her tampon out and started sucking the blood out.
Do
of
you
it.
Think that was her idea or somebody challenged her?
No, it was totally her idea. She like admitted to it.
That's
like,
disgusting.
I just wanted people
she
to
was just
like
curious.
Me.
Wow.
It was all for fucking likes and comments and
gross.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about the Tide Pods?
How retarded are you? Why would you even pick that up and think about putting it in your mouth?
Right.
Knowing what it's for.
Yes, how? It's for breaking down oil and water and...
We literally have to put a disclaimer on these.
They're going to start locking them up like they do the razor blades.
Or spray paint. Or you can't buy more than a box at a time, like Sudafed.
So dumb.
Tide Pods are officially as dangerous as meth.
Dude, we never had to have labels on shit back in the day.
Right.
We knew better. We had common sense. Oh,
I probably shouldn't eat that.
Oh, I probably shouldn't get in the dryer and have my friend turn it on. Like...
Although I always wanted to because of like cartoons.
Yeah, that's true. But we didn't do it.
We did not do it. No.
I did jump off of like a pavilion across the street from my house before just because my friends told me to. And I like kneed myself in the eye when I landed.
So. Good, because that's what you get for being dumb.
Yeah, and it was like, I mean, maybe like 8 feet up, maybe nine.
Probably 10. It was,
you think
it was
so?
Pretty tall.
It was tall. I probably could have broken both of my legs, but
you're an idiot.
Somehow I didn't.
Somehow I think you're stupider than I thought you were 5 minutes ago.
I was stupid back in the day.
Were you just influenced by somebody? Were somebody just like, do this, and you're like, okay.
Well, we would always like use the trash cans because it was at the park across the street, and they had trash cans sitting right next to it because people would have parties there. So we would climb on the trash cans and climb on the roof. We would just chill there. And then one day they were just like, oh, I bet you won't jump off. And I was like, yeah, I will. Like, fuck it. God. So I did it.
Yeah, they want to be famous. I'm gonna be the next Jackass. No,
oh, yeah.
Jackass. You're going to be on Tosh.0 and he's going to make fun of you.
Listen, Peter Griffin shopping cart.
Roof shopping cart,
roof shopping cart guy.
But isn't it kind of great that now everyone records everything, so we do get to see these ridiculous moments?
That is kind of
all
great.
The time.
It like, is awesome.
I that's love the, fails.
It's the one good thing to come out of surveillance society.
Yeah,
like just today at work, one of our coworkers, he was sitting up front, had nothing to do, and he was watching like high school fight videos.
Yes,
I do that too.
I love them.
I was like, I think I'll watch with you.
So what is it that's so great about watching idiots hurt themselves or others?
It's just funny. I mean, I don't know.
It's entertaining.
For sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, because it's, again, it's like...
Because it's not something that you would ever get involved in, but it's funny to watch other people do it.
I think what sucks is our society has come to a point where we all have our phones at the ready for something to go down, and the minute it does, start taking video. Take Las Vegas, for example. You know how many videos popped up that night?
Like within 30 minutes?
That, yeah.
People on Facebook live.
Live feed, live streaming, yeah.
Like, oh, a bullet just hit me in the back. Still running.
Everybody wants to play reporter, yeah.
Right.
Oh, it's nuts.
I don't know. Some of these reporter people are more credible than actual reporters at this point, but it's okay.
That's true.
That's a whole different story.
Yeah, totally.
Which I agree on.
But I don't know. It's pretty crazy.
It is. It's absolutely nuts.
You know which video? I don't think it was a challenge. It was just a video that I really did enjoy too. Was the guy that would go to grocery stores and like have the gallon of milk and then trip and just throw a gallon of milk up in the air. Dude, that was hilarious.
Yes.
Because he would always be like, it was so ridiculous. Oh, one of my favorites.
Gosh. I was like, I like the ghost pepper challenge.
God. Oh, so
that's
dumb.
Funny to watch.
It's funny to watch. And you know they're not going to get that hurt, even though some girl did get chemical burns in her throat from them. But
yeah, but the worst is going to be in the morning when you're shitting it out and your asshole's on fire.
True.
Peppers are actually really good for your digestion, ma'am.
Yeah, and it's still going to burn when it's coming out of your asshole.
True.
So preparation H is for...
Preparation H? Does anyone
preparations
actually
A through G
that?
Were a complete failure.
Be prepared.
That's funny. I don't even know what else has been around lately.
About the cinnamon challenge?
Why?
Just eat a spoonful of cinnamon.
What is the point?
I did try to eat a spoonful of sugar as a kid because my
we did like, it all the time.
Sister,
it was not hard.
No, it was awful. It was disgusting.
It was
I wanted to die.
Fucking amazing. What are you talking about?
We liked
it. Well, that explains a lot.
We just go get a, like a spoon.
A spoonful of sugar really does help the medicine go down.
It made me feel like my teeth were going to rot and fall off out of my head. She put sugar on her
Frosted Flakes.
Do you remember how our cereal was too growing up? Like cookies, like just mini cookies.
That's still the best cookie crisp. It's cookie so crisp. Good.
Or my favorite, the little top honey three French favorite toast. Cereals
right now. Ready? Cookie crisp. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's exactly what it's talking about.
French Toast Crunch.
That's the one. The little tiny ones that look like little bread. Tiny bread. Yes.
They make that still. They make it now. It's like
I'm not a child anymore, so I don't eat any of this.
Doesn't matter. It's the best food. It's good for your soul.
It's so good.
And awful for your body.
Cereal is legit.
And y'all made fun of me in the survival episode when I said I wanted to bring a bag of cereal.
But it doesn't last forever. That's what makes cereal. Cereal now is great. It's readily accessible at the store. You can buy a fresh box whenever you want. Cereal, when there's nothing, is pointless because it's going to go bad within a month and you're not going to have any food. So
that sucks.
Take that.
Okay.
Maybe we should start a cereal challenge.
No, that's not.
We are not starting any challenges. Just like when I told you not to say YOLO anymore.
I love YOLO.
YOLO.
Yes. That's another trend. Abbreviation.
You
don't even want
to know you can't prove it.
You know what? Live your life. YOLO. But that everything abbreviated. Everything is abbreviated now. Like you can't even say thank you. It's just like T-Y.
T-Y.
T-Y. Yeah.
I-K-R.
What?
I know, right?
Don't even.
It's so IDC. Dumb.
Don't abbreviate life is the moral of this.
It's horrible, but people
but it's
do
a
it.
Trend.
Why? People just talk like that. Like that's their normal.
So what other
talking.
Stupid internet trends are there?
I don't know. I can't think.
What about the selfie challenges?
Why are you doing a podcast
people...
if you can't think of anything?
The stop selfie challenges.
I'm calling you out on this right now, Rocket.
Selfie.
Get your shit together. Your head in the game.
Whenever I turn these mics on, I get all like, but whatever. But yes, the selfie challenge, like, take a selfie with your head in a fucking great white shark.
Or the new one, you can take a selfie by saying selfie.
Oh my god.
Fuck that.
Do you remember when you have a dumb selfie look- was like the like a new word?
Yes.
Yes, and I thought it was stupid.
I thought it was stupid, too. And now we have idiots walking around going, selfie, selfie, selfie.
How do you feel How do you feel about selfie sticks?
The selfie stick? People have used a selfie stick since the 1800s.
Really?
It's what? Been a thing. They had to find a way to take a picture of themselves.
Oh, I thought it was hard. The button.
The button just... exists, but...
Yeah, like the
isn't
button
it
cord.
Isn't that really just a version of a selfie stick?
No, because this is more narcissistic, where it's like, oh, I need my best angle. Yeah. Hold on. That's me making a pouty face.
Yeah. The best selfie stick is a camera mounted to your gun pointing back at you. Because then at least you're doing something manly.
It's the dual. It's the dual challenge.
Dual challenge.
Upgraded. Fight yourself.
Oh, my God.
It's just ridiculous, the kinds of things that people
I hated the selfie stick at first. I'm kind of growing on it. As a content creator standpoint, it makes sense. It's another way to get a good camera angle. I don't agree using it on your crappy fucking cell phone. But if you need to use a GoPro to record yourself doing something with the other hand...
I do understand that.
It makes sense to me.
Sure.
They're not like drone videos. Same concept. You want a different camera... But then you have the technology easily accessible, it's there. Although my favorite selfie stick story is the guys in like France who walk around with bolt cutters and as people were taking selfies of things, they just snip them in half.
That's
and
hilarious.
That is fucking hilarious. Yes. I like when people do shit like that just to get back at all the sheep.
Yes. Yes.
I think I'm over memes. Internet memes.
They used to be good, and now they're just kind of like...
Now everyone's like, oh,
I have
this.
The meme for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do still love memes.
Yes, and
they're
and
so
Chainsaw,
funny to me.
Me and Chainsaw used to talk in memes, like...
All day long.
All day. We did kind of stop, though.
We did. But I still think, like, sometimes they're just so funny.
And accurate.
Yeah.
They can be when done relatable. Right, but there's you have to get through so many of them before you find the gold one. Yeah. It's just like...
Yeah, everything is a meme now.
Everything is a meme.
You know it's bad when it's on a t-shirt.
Yes.
Yes. I think that ruined it for me.
T-shirts?
it took out the enjoyment of it. You'd be going down your Facebook feed. You'd see a random meme. Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Now you're wearing the fucking thing every day. It's like, come on.
How do you feel about those emoji pillows?
Fucking hate them.
I hate everything
emoji. Use words. You're a fucking adult.
I like to use emojis because I need y'all to know what my face looks like.
I don't
when
care
I'm
what you
no,
know.
I do like using them. I just don't like all the like accessories like, and
the
like,
emoji movie.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
I can ignore people using them, but sleeping with a poop is annoying to me.
Is what? Sleeping with
it's
poop?
Annoying. Sleeping with a poop emoji.
Oh my god.
Middle finger emoji to that all day.
Oh, that was fucking hilarious.
You broke Rocket, everybody. Rocket is legitimately broken.
I'm gonna cry. That was hilarious. Oh my god, okay. Get me back on track.
Right. What pissed me off was I was eating at a restaurant. There was a birthday going on, and one of the girls got a big pillow of the poop emoji, and somebody took it from her, and she yelled out, "No, my poop!" And I was like, "Really? Really?"
I cannot.
That was it for me. I checked out of society. That day was done in the bag.
Oh my god.
Come the fuck, Rocket! Come on, be professionals okay, like chainsaw. You lose your
she
shit over
poop. She secretly has a poop pillow in her room.
No, it's just funny. I'm just a child, and poop is hilarious. So, but also because I'm thinking about a certain someone.
I knew it.
Oh my god, the show is derailed. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. As producer, I try to sit here and reign control, but
oh, man.
Sometimes it doesn't go according to plan. It's okay.
All right, woo. I'm
in other words, shit happens.
Nice.
Oh my god, y'all really
fist bump.
Are killing me. Okay.
So what else? What else do we hate about internet trends?
Basically anything. I hate inspirational videos.
Oh my god. I hate those. There's a new trend of videos popping up. You click on it expecting a video, and it's just a still for like 30 seconds of words. If I wanted to watch a video to read, what the fuck? How is that anything? Just write a fucking post about it.
Oh my god. This is fucking awesome.
I hate the you rap or the like stupid fucking... Buy for me a wrap. It works.
Oh my god. It works. It doesn't work. Well, maybe
stop trying to get me to buy your wrap.
Yeah.
Like,
or get in on your fucking pyramid scheme.
Yes. Right?
Oh my god.
It's hilarious.
BuzzFeed articles or clickbait in general.
Yes, like why put
You'll never believe what happened to this mom. Number 3 will shock you. Fucking come on.
Next page.
Yeah.
Right.
Next page.
They're designed to get as many clicks as humanly possible.
Yeah, it's the worst.
So that they can sell the advertisements.
Yes.
And generate money. And that's all the internet has become. A way to generate money.
Although it's kind of brilliant too. Like when you do use social media for business purposes.
Well, yeah.
There's a guy I follow on Facebook. Savoy Leather. He makes custom holsters and guitar straps and belts. And his business is run primarily off of Facebook feedback. He'll post a picture of a prototype. And like, what do y'all think of this? And 300 people said they love it. He puts it on the website. And that's a legitimate way to run a business.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It's pretty cool.
That's one advantage to like social media.
Yeah, I guess.
What else have y'all seen?
I don't know. My brain is poop. Just literally broken. I like cute animal videos.
Who doesn't? But that's just pandering to the stupid people out there. It's the puppy bowl.
The puppy bowl. I used to watch the puppy bowl.
Just now like out of curiosity. Everybody watches the puppy bowl, and I hate the puppy bowl.
Yeah.
I hate the depressing ones about the animals in shelters or like right. the kids that are starving and they're like, send us money, like guilt tripping you.
Yeah,
like, send us watching money. TV. Stop.
Stop watching TV because the fucking Sarah McLachlan commercials. And now you're putting them on the internet. Like, get away!
It's so bad.
In the arms
no.
of an angel. It's awful.
Rip Harambe.
God damn it. Oh
okay, how many people actually voted for Harambe, though? Did you know that? Like, what, people actually
what
voted.
What are you referencing?
The presidential election.
Oh my yes, God. People actually voted for the goddamn gorilla.
I remember that. Why?
Because our world is fucking idiocracy.
Okay, also, though, why is your kid dangling? On the like, who that's dangles?
A, that's a tough
that
man.
Is a totally is a, different topic.
You're gonna ruin a show for us if you start on that now. Yeah, so we're gonna hold that thought. We're gonna wrap it up. In our,
I feel
in
like
our
that's
magic
also
notebook.
A trend.
It could be a trend.
Oh my gosh!
Bad parenting.
Going back to internet challenges, though, like I hate how okay, there's like bakeries who are making donuts and shit look like Tide Pods.
Stop encouraging
yes,
it.
Yes, like you are totally encouraging people. It's not funny. I get it. You're trying to be fucking witty and like keep up with the times, but still, that's not the way to do it.
My favorite thing to come out of the Tide challenges is people posting pictures of other things that'll kill you and saying, why do Tide Pod when you can do this? And it's like
arsenic.
Drink antifreeze or I don't know. That's funny to me.
Drink antifreeze.
I mean, again, get rid of them. Eliminate the dummies.
Oh, my right. gosh.
Totally. The Church of
Diamond. Tidally. I'm done. I'm done.
You and your puns are too much.
I feel like I took a chainsaw to the head.
God damn it. I don't know what else, y'all. I
guess that's it. Internet challenges.
They're
don't
ridiculous.
Fucking do them. You're retarded if you do that.
Seriously, just don't do it.
Have some common sense.
There is no common sense in the world. It is now officially called uncommon sense.
Yeah, that's true. That's way more accurate.
If it's not food, don't eat it. Wait, you know what I also thought about just right now that what? Is also very annoying? Is this damn, is it micheladas with the freaking extravagant like burgers and like jalapeno poppers.
It's
and
Bloody it's Marys.
Bloody Marys.
Yeah, where you
sorry,
put
I'm
like,
Mexican.
Cheeseburgers. Or you put fucking cheeseburgers and like
yes.
bacon wrapped jalapenos. And
how is that a drink?
Girl,
it's food on top of a drink.
It's ridiculous.
And it also is a challenge where everyone's trying to like one up it. Like, oh, you can add one hamburger on it. I can add hamburgers, chicken nuggets, and...
Turduckins, like
turducken. I got a whole roasted turkey on this.
Wow,
that's fucking insane.
I've never seen this, but I'm glad I haven't.
Really?
Really?
Just look them up.
No, will not.
Okay, then don't. That's fine too.
Stop doing things.
Stupid things. Do things that are worthwhile.
Worthwhile? Like
yes.
What? Examples, please.
Like invent some shit or. Contribute to society.
Build a canoe.
Learn how to fucking write a resume and get a job.
Eat meat.
Those write are all Ron Swanson things.
Write a real rap song.
Right? Oh my gosh.
Oh, that didn't...
That's okay. You can still bring it up. I guess that's all we have, though, because we totally got a little off track, but...
Internet stupid people.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
It's there.